Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all.
And good evening. Welcome to the Mediums and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. My name is Angelina Diana. I feel very fortunate to host this program every third Thursday of the month, where you can connect to spirit and the other side and also ask questions really from the other side's point of view on connection. And this month, we were scheduled to have Amy, a certified medium from the Forever Family Foundation, but unfortunately sometimes the physical world gets in the way, and just send out some positive healing to her and her family. I know that she's supporting an ill family member this evening, so let's send some positive energy to her. And it looks like I'm up to the plate this month, where I'll be delivering messages and answering your questions about the other side. It's an honor for me to do that. I feel really fortunate to be a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation and also sit on their mediumship advisory board. The Forever Family Foundation has been around since 2005, and I feel really lucky to be one of their certified mediums. So this evening we'll be connecting spirit. And I'd like to put out a challenge to everyone out there that's listening, that perhaps I want you to put your thinking caps on before we connect to spirit. I'm going to ask you to ask me a question about connection. And the reason why I'm doing that is when I do a session with people, of course there's channeling and connection to the other side. But near the end of the session, I always ask someone who's being read to ask me a question that would prompt them to walk away with something that they learn about connecting to their loved ones. That's my hope when I sit down with someone. I don't feel that what I do is a gift. I feel it's an ability. And I really feel that part of a medium's job is really to be a microphone to the other side, just representing the other side, so that when you sit down to a session, you bring your loved ones there. The medium turns on the microphone, so to speak, and just relays what they see, hear, and feel. And then at the end of the session, hopefully you walk away knowing that communication is possible, knowing that you have an opportunity to go and embark on your own communication with your loved ones. And then when you leave the session, your loved ones go with you. So they don't stay. They don't stay in the area where the medium's been reading, and they don't come through just because the medium is present. If that was true, my office in West Hartford, Connecticut would be full of spirits, but they go home with their loved ones. So I want you to keep that in mind, that when you sit with a medium, really a medium, I think, is just an educational doorway of understanding how you can connect yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody walking away from a session is going to become a professional medium. I mean, I think the gift in that is that you have to have the desire to want to help people. And I do believe that's a gift. I do believe you're born with that gift of saying, geez, I really want to help someone. Because it's really a hard craft. I never thought I'd be doing this myself when I embarked on this journey. It was a personal journey in the beginning. But I understand now that the ability to communicate is something I work on every day. But the gift is being able to help people. So I hope you yourself this evening, or if you're sitting down and you're just listening to the connection, I hope you get a gander or an understanding of how the other side works. If you do get a connection today, or you do get through to the phone lines, because I understand from the producer the phone lines are really busy, I hope that you'll challenge yourself to not only, of course, ask for a connection, but I'm hoping, too, that you'll ask a question that will spark something in you to understand more of how the other side communicates with us every day. They're always with us. They're always connected to us. And when I said that to a client the other day, it was very interesting to me. They said, what do you mean they're always with us? And I really had to pause and, I guess, take a moment to try to put it from a griever's viewpoint, because I grieve too. I have people on the other side, and there are moments in the physical world I'll ask the question, like, why aren't you here? And I understand now that that's the grief talking, and we have to have those moments where we honor the grief, we get it out. But then I recognize that when we have a personal thought of someone that's on the other side, or we're distracted by the physical world, and then all of a sudden, boom, we ask that question, could it not be that possibly our loved one gave us a little tug from the other side to say, hey, I am here? But our physical brain interpret that as, I miss you, I wish you were here. Because as we all know, the physical brain is a very powerful tool that kind of embeds us into the physical world, and it makes us kind of pause and say, well, what do we need to do here physically to feel safe? That's what the physical brain is all about. But how often do we take a moment to spiritually pause and say, well, is my spiritual loved one here? And I think we need to take those moments. And when we do, maybe when it comes into our, we think our brain, maybe it came into our spiritual DNA and really they're with us. So if we can take that concept in for a moment and then start thinking about the idea of telepathy and being able to send thought out or receive thought in on an energetic level, then maybe we can have a moment and send a thought to our loved one and then take a moment to receive whatever we get at that moment. Write it down and then say, okay, I'll show that to me in the physical world. Give me a sense that you're here and that we had this moment. I think what we tend to do when we're grieving is we want to get that penny, we want to hear that song on the radio, we want to see the lights blink. But I think those are all physical signs that that can happen. They can physically do things. But I really want to challenge people to try to go within and take in what you get internally through your gut, through your own head voice, through daydreaming, and sometimes smelling them too. They can send smells, but it's all from within. And reverse the process. Don't ask them to send something physical. First, take a moment and send them something through telepathy. And then ask them to participate in your discussion with them through telepathy. Then, after you have that conversation, then ask them for the physical sign and see if they validate that communication. I think one of the most popular questions I get, it's a good one, it's, I get a sign, but I don't know if it's them. Well, if we try to work, say, as a medium does, and ask with your mind, receive with your mind, and this is your spiritual mind, from within, and then ask for the physical sign, I think you'll get a better sense that you're communicating. You'll get a better sense that there's a connection. And again, we're always dealing with that nasty animal called grief, which is really a very hard thing to deal with. So we have to kind of try to separate the process. Have days where we honor the grief, and then have days where we honor the moment or the opportunity to connect with them. Mediumship is not a cure for grief. I think if every person who's grieving started to get communication, I still think that you would still grieve. I think we always grieve. We just manage it better through the years. So keep in mind, it's not an end-all, but it certainly is, I think, a doorway of hope that we can all walk through when we're missing someone, and also get that validation and that evidence that our loved one is still with us and that they're still connected to us. I think that that's the hope of any medium when they do a reading, is that somebody has a connection and they get an opportunity to connect. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a few moments. I understand we're having a little technical difficulty with the sound, So we're just going to take a few moments and take a quick commercial break. And when we do, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the foundation and take your questions and, of course, connection. I'm Angelina Diana. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We'll be back shortly.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Messages. This is your host, Angelina Diana, and I do want to apologize. I guess we don't have a good sound quality, and it's on my end, so my apologies to our listeners. I certainly hope that despite the bad sound, that we can certainly get the communication going. So I do want to appreciate your patience as I try to work it out on my end. But we are Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I am your monthly host. The show's on every third Thursday, and tonight you have me as your medium. So I want to thank you for your patience as we work out the technical difficulties. Before we actually go to our first caller, if you get a chance to go to the Forever Family Foundation website, we have many different programs that you can get involved in. We're not-for-profit, 501(c), which means that We really do rely on you to help us out to bring you great programs. Even this program is supported by you. So thank you so much for all of your support. If you do go on the website, you'll see we have some fabulous events that are taking place. Our annual conference will be out in Phoenix, Arizona. We also have many mini kind of events with mediums, and so many that I really don't have the time, unfortunately, to go over them. But if you get a chance to check it out, go to www.therapyfamilyfoundation.org, and you'll get all the information. Membership is free, and you can sign up for our annual, I think it's four times a year when we have all our volunteers working. Four times a year, you'll get yourself a free newsletter as well. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to our first caller. I believe our wonderful producer said that it was Glenda who was calling first. So why don't we go ahead and take Glenda on Signs of Life, Reverend Family Foundation Medium and Messages Program. Hi, Glenda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Angelina Diana?
I'm doing great, Glenda. I want to apologize if you can't hear me that well, but we're kind of doing a little technical thing today. Maybe it's spirit playing with the airwaves. You know how that can be, right?
Most definitely, yes.
Well, what we're going to do first before we actually go to a connection is I want to know if you have, without giving me specific information about yourself, I want to challenge you to ask me a question connected to the other side. Do you have something in mind that I can answer for you?
I just lost,
just very important that you don't give me any additional information.
Okay.
But just a general question that might help you connect better to your loved ones on the other side.
Oh my God, I wasn't prepared for this. I was prepared for you to talk.
I'm trying to challenge our listeners. I'm trying to challenge you guys because my biggest thing when we sit down for a reading is I believe you can be a medium too. I believe you can connect. So when you think about wanting to connect, what are your thoughts? Do you have like a, I wish this, or how do I do that?
Well, you know what? I actually sometimes feel like a calmness coming over me. Mm-hmm. And I can almost feel the presence of my loved ones that have passed over.
Good.
Like, I feel if I'm doing something in the house, mm-hmm. I can almost, like, feel, like, a coolness next to me, like, brushed by me.
Okay.
And I was thinking of that person.
Okay.
And so, I have felt that numerous times.
And so, you were being right there. You were being a medium at that very moment. And, you know, I said earlier before we got to the break that sometimes we are thinking that we're thinking of them. But really, I feel what might have happened there is that your loved one implanted a thought in your head, I'm here. But the physical brain interpreted it as, gee, I'm thinking of my loved one on the other side. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want you to think that most mediums work that way, is that we put ourselves in a daydream kind of experience. You were probably doing the dishes or working around the kitchen, which I don't know about you. I'm not crazy about doing that, so that often puts me in a daydream kind of mood.
Another ungrateful job, right?
there you go. And you're in that daydream kind of experience. And then what happens is, boom, you think you have a thought of them, but really, like you said it so well, you have the sense or the sense of presence of someone. And that's what a medium does, too. We feel spirit. We have thought of spirit or like a daydream experience. And then we hear them. So I'm glad you said that because I think it brings into light that you were having a mediumship experience. You were having a connection to your loved one there. So good job on that one. Okay,
thank
now,
you.
Glenda, I'm assuming that you want a connection. I do feel a lady here, so I do feel grandmother on mother's side has passed. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I also feel she had chickens with her. There was a farm connection to her?
No.
I got a farm behind her, and I've got chickens running in the background. So I need to have you take me to this place where mom's mom went to or was connected to her family, where it was very natural, a very natural environment and an outdoors environment. Does that make it clear for you?
Sort of, but I know I'm not supposed to answer too much.
Right. But you understand that, right?
Yes. Somewhat, okay. Somewhat. I'll elaborate after you finish.
There we go. So I want to honor the fact that that's where grandmother's placing her energy. And when she does that, I'm feeling her spirit to be very serene. There's a serenity there for her. So she wants you to know that she's calm now. Now, when I heard her say that, that tells me that this was a woman who would mix her emotions with her words. She was both very balanced that way. So your grandmother was a very emotionally family type of a lady, right?
Yes.
But she was very good at communication with you with her words, correct?
I would say in her own way, yes, she was.
Because she's telling me it's okay now, I'm calm. And to me, when I hear that, the feeling is before she passed, there was a big unsettling. She wasn't as calm as her sturdy self as normal. Is that correct?
I can't really say because we lived in different states and hers was a sudden passing.
I respect that. So what I would try to do is first try to validate her personality. Strong lady, steady on her feet in general, correct?
Yes.
But she's making me feel like she knew she wasn't feeling well before she passed, and I'm sorry she passed unexpectedly. But she makes me feel like I wasn't as sturdy or strong near the end of my life. Can you validate that?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what she's saying. I'm calm now. I feel calm now. So I think if there are people that are sensing that, oh, poor grandma, before she passed, she wasn't herself, she's got that calmness now. That's what I want to say to you. Okay? She makes me also feel that there's a male figure like Dad there. Father's passed?
Yes.
Okay. He comes through almost shaking grandmother's hand. Now, this is his mother-in-law. So when I see the handshake, to me, this is someone that tried to work well together. Or there's something about I'm working for you or I'm working on your side. Your dad comes across to me as a very amiable man, right? Very amiable.
Very what? I didn't hear you.
Amiable, like he's very friendly,
okay.
Wants to work with people. He's got an easy kind of sensation to me. So I feel like when it came to talking or working with people, he really was trying to work well with people. Do you understand this?
Only from what I was told about my father.
Okay, just know I'm
he was kind of out of the picture before I was born.
I'm sorry to hear that, but it does validate that that's who he was before you were born. You've heard stories in that venue or in that vein about Dad?
My mom used to refer to him as a smooth talker.
Makes sense that he's shaking grandma's hand. That's all I can tell
and
you. He's amiable.
Which is so ironic because my grandmother did not like him and did not want them to get married. And grandmother.
Information, Glenda. What I want to honor is
okay.
what your father is doing. He's trying to let
okay.
you know that he's a person. Because imagine if grandmother didn't want Dad to get married, but he's going over there shaking her hand trying to make it work. I hope you can see that's how Dad's personality is. So I'm trying
yes.
to balance personality too. I feel like Dad's coming through right now. Because he's trying to validate that your mind and the things going on in your life right now, he's there by your side to help you because you have a lot of big questions and things going on with work right now. Is that true?
A lot of big questions about what?
About work?
No. Mm-mm. None.
Okay, I don't know why he's talking about the work decisions connected to you. So that's what I want to validate, up and down things about work or decisions about finances. That's kind of what I'm getting connected. I feel like if he was physically here, he'd be the kind of guy that could help you through that. That's what he makes me feel. What I find very interesting about these two spirits is they both make me feel like they pass suddenly. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what they have in common. And sometimes that's what the handshaking means too to me. They have a similar journey. So that validates Dad's passing. I have to tell you, too, there's three dogs connected to you coming through. Are you a dog lover?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I want to honor that I heard you say in the beginning that you just had a recent passing of a pet. So
yes.
I want to validate that I knew that beforehand. But I have three coming through connected for you. two of them feel like they're about medium size, and one feels like a little lap dog or very small. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. The two medium ones to me feel like male and female. One's very gentle. The other one coming through feels very in command, almost like a guard dog or a German Shepherd. Do you understand that?
We had a German Shepherd, but very docile.
Okay. So I could be picking up on both of those things with one of the dogs. German Shepherd,
okay.
Dog, guard dog, that's what I'm seeing, but I'm feeling the docile side. But I do feel also a female coming through connected alongside the German Shepherd. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so the three dogs are coming through. The most personality dog feels like a small one.
It's yes, like she
yapping,
was.
It's yapping around all over the place, kind of circling around you. And I feel like the most loyal one feels like that dog, the tiny one, or the smaller one.
Yes, she was the smallest, yes.
Yeah, so that's I'm getting that connection. So please know that I feel the dog connection around you in the short time that we're together. I feel like what I want you to take from this short reading is that your animals are still with you. It sounds like grandmother was trying to validate her animal connection with the chickens around her or this like very farming kind of relaxation area. So I feel like grandmother in that way is saying we are the same or we're similar in that way. The strength of grandmother feels like the strength of you as well. You're a very strong woman. But what I'm getting from your father, which I didn't quite validate through you, but I feel like I want you to look into, there's something about, and I know you didn't know your dad, but he wants you to know, my thinking mind is the same as yours. I'm going to help you through the situations that you're going on now. So I feel like Spirit's message to you at this time is, it's great that you connect with nature, know that your animals are okay, but you have the strength of grandmother supporting you now. And the and working mind of your dad trying to support you now. As you go through the next week or so, maybe ask them why they're sending that to you. But I hope this helps
okay.
you. We're together.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for calling Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages. Have a good night.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I will. Thank you. Let's take our next caller online to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host and medium for the evening, Angelina Diana. Who am I speaking with?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm okay.
Hey, thank you for calling Mediums and Messages. Do you have a question for me without giving me too much information about who you want to hear from?
I'm surprised because I had been wanting to hear from someone. And they kind of avoided the issue. I was told that people on the other side, loved ones, are worried about me, and I forgot to ask why.
Interesting.
Silly
well,
question.
I find it interesting that, from my viewpoint, I don't feel the other side can be worried.
Okay.
I don't feel they're worried. I feel like they have almost like a spiritual transition. Not almost, they do. They have a spiritual transition when they cross over. And anything attached to the physical body dies with the physical body. And one quality that the physical body has is worry. And we have worry in the physical world to protect the physical body. We worry about paying our bills. We worry about our romance. We worry. This is a product of the physical brain. That dies with the physical body. So I don't want you to think, or in my opinion, in my humble opinion of working with Spirit, is that your loved ones on the other side worried about you.
Okay.
If anything, I feel they feel very much connected to you because they're always with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have another question, or would you like a connection?
I would like a connection.
Okay, the first thing I'm feeling connected to while I was talking was a very lovely woman coming through, and she feels like your mom. Your mother is fast?
Yes.
Okay, she's actually doing something. Before I went on the air, I went out for a little run, kind of get some physical energy out of me so I can do my work, and had a little lint on my pants, and she was taking the lint off my pants. She's going, look, you've got to be a little neater for my daughter. And she's like nitpicking to make sure that I look good. So your mom was a woman of detail, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And she's but in a caring way, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So she was caring for me too, which also shows that she brought your friends and extended family into your circle. She would care for them as well too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a very lovely woman. She really extends her energy to everyone. So she's also caring for me, and she's being very detail-oriented. She wants to thank you for helping her through her long illness. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, she says that you became very detail-oriented like her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
She says you walked away being a little bit stronger than you were before she got sick. Do you understand that? May seems to be, this month is a very important month for your mom. She loves May. She makes me feel like it's not only connected to spring, it's connected in a big way to celebration to family. Do you understand that?
Pardon?
She says that the month of May is very important. Where's the celebration or birthday in May?
My anniversary.
Okay, so she's saying it's a very important month. She sees it. But she loves the spring. Loves the freshness.
When she passed, boy, did she bug me. The lights on and off, the TV's unplugged, up full volume, and I talked to her.
Awesome. Boy. Keep on talking to her. You need to know that your mother's okay. Where's the name, like, Cheryl or Sherry or the S-sounding name connected to your mom?
I'm not sure.
It feels like it's connected to her. When they bring up names like that, it's either her name or someone around her. So I want to validate that person as you're saying hello to them. Remember I said that? And where's the family where's the family of four connected to you?
She had four children.
It validates the four kids. Now tell me where the S is there. S.
I'm not sure.
Just remember I said that. It's her way of validating someone within the family of four because she's continuing the conversation with me. Your mom kept herself busy with working with her hands, correct?
Yes.
Where is this embroidery where's this embroidery connected to her that you've taken on?
I do needlework, yeah.
Okay. Are you doing something that copied mom's work?
Yeah.
She says you are. So she sees you doing that. So this is evidence and validation that she's still with you. They talk about this in the present so that you know that mom's watching you. Now, she also says that your, I don't know if this is your television or if this is your computer. You earlier said things were blinking, but she says, nah, some of it's because it's old. But she's kind of laughing. Laughing. She's going, yeah, I'm doing some listening, but you need a new TV.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So
when she passed, boy, no, they were unplugged and she, full volume, radios.
Oh, I believe I believe you, and I believe that's her too, but she's also telling me that your televisions are old. You might want to think about
listening. They are.
So there's something about looking into the mechanics of things too. I think mom is trying to say, sometimes it's me, sometimes it's not. Mom is talking about this. It doesn't look like a book you're writing, but it looks like things of her stuff that you're putting together that could be a book.
Uh-huh.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. She says
family,
that
family history.
Okay. She said some of the pages are crinkled or they're not as neat as she would like them. So she feel like papers connected to her that you accidentally didn't mean to destroy or didn't mean to get a little crinkled, but because of you having so much, you weren't as neat as to be about them. Do you understand that? Okay, she's telling me press them, get them flat, or she's using the word mimeograph. I haven't used that word in a long time.
My daughter's working on the family history, I'll tell her.
Okay. Now, is there something about mother being a teacher?
Her mother was a teacher.
She's coming through. So I have to honor your grandmother is coming through because your grandmother's using the word mimeograph.
Mm.
You remember that term?
Yes.
mimeograph. If I said that to a 20-year-old right now, they would look at me cross-eyed because they don't understand. So this shows
me. No, I understand that.
Yeah, so this shows me that it would be grandmother, because I would assume that if it's a grandmother, it was a while ago. So she's talking about mimeographing and being neater with the paperwork. So I feel like that's grandmother's energy coming through. I have to tell you, your grandmother and your mother are very similar in energy. You'd agree with that, right?
I didn't see my grandmother a lot growing up. They didn't get along.
Well, you know what? They're getting along now because they're together.
Oh, good.
That's what I was going to say. And I have to say that, you know how they say when two people are so much alike, they kind of butt heads?
Yes.
That's why I'm saying they're together, they're the same. And that would make sense in the physical world that they would bump heads. So I think that's your evidence right there. But I have to tell you, grandmother and mother come through together. You need to know that mom's okay. She had several things wrong with her. She's making me hear this, which makes me believe your mother was a very smart lady, right?
Yes.
She was very much into understanding what was medically going wrong with her, correct?
Somewhat, yeah. I think she had heavy metal poisoning.
Okay.
Lead.
She makes me feel and hear her say, and I want to honor this, because when I hear them say things, it means it's what they've known intellectually. She's talking about, I had many things wrong with me.
Yes.
I had many things. And so to me, that's where the question mark is on your end about not knowing how or exactly why she passed. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So there, she's trying to, you know, I intellectually knew that something was wrong, but there was so much wrong that I couldn't square it away, but she wanted to find
right.
out the answer. So you understand?
Guillain-Barré, psoriasis, yes.
Okay. So many things. I have to tell you, the one thing that's going to make you, she said, will make you feel better is to know that whatever paper you had to sign or whatever responsibility you had to take, you made the right decision in helping her pass. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So you had to take on some heavy-duty responsibility, not just caring for her, but you had to make a decision. Is that right?
I'm not sure what that was. I did take her ashes to Alaska.
Okay, so I feel like that's what she's trying to say. She's thanking you for making the right decisions to help her pass. So that means you made the right decisions in her medical care, and I think you need to know that.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope this helped you in the time that we're together.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You can find out all the information about this program and the other programs that the Forever Family Foundation offers every Thursday on BBS Radio. The other shows include The Gathering, which is the first Thursday of the month, where you will hear lively discussions on different topics about the other side, and the topics could be from the scientific world to mediumship to spirituality. And then we have different authors and books on other Thursdays during the month, and every third Thursday is a Medium and Messages program. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and also medium for this program. I do apologize for any sound quality that we might be having in this program. That's on my end. And I know the producers are working really hard to help me out here, but it's out of their hands. But I do apologize for that in advance. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and take our next caller on Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Who am I speaking with?
Marsha from Florida.
Hi. Hi, Marsha. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling the program. Do you have a question for me, or would you like a connection, or both?
A connection, please.
Okay, the first thing I'm feeling to you is a very intense man coming through. He makes me feel like he was very strong in this lifetime. He's thanking you for your ability to partner with him. Is there a husband figure past you?
No, God forbid, no.
Okay, God forbid is right. Well, I have to honor that this male figure is coming through talking about his duties of being a husband, because that seems to be his lot in life. That's what I need to honor. Where's the name that sounds like John, Joseph, JJJ? Take me to Dad's side of the family.
I don't know.
Okay, just remember I said that. The JJJJ feels connected to Dad's side, and I've got what feels like a husband figure coming through. Obviously not your husband, but I need to honor his presence. He makes me feel like he passed from a sudden passing, getting an impact to the chest, and I almost feel like I can't breathe. So I don't know if this is a heart attack or something about the heart being intact. So is there a male figure connected to you on Dad's side that passed from a heart issue?
No.
Okay, I need you to write this down, and remember I said this. It feels very connected to you. I also feel there's another male figure coming through on the same level as Dad. So Dad is passed?
Yes.
Okay. I have to tell you that I feel like this is your dad. Now, I'm going to ask him to give me more evidence that this is your father, because he keeps on telling me, yes, 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 yes. So I'm hearing that. Dad had to be a very intense man when it came to work. Is this correct?
I guess so, yeah.
He makes me feel like he dedicated his life to supporting his family. He was a good family man,
yeah.
Is that correct?
100%.
Okay. So I have to honor that. There's also a family of four connected to you?
Yes.
Okay, so that would
be... Family I grew up with, yes.
Okay. Well, that would make sense if it's your dad. So I want to honor that this is your father coming through. Still only one man coming through. So I think what your dad's trying to tell me is he was also a very good husband. Is that correct?
Oh, beyond...
There we go. So can you understand why he would identify himself first almost as a husband?
Yes.
Okay, that's why he came through that way. So there has to be something about wanting to deliver a message to mom or talk to mom or validate mom for you. So I want to honor that dad is coming through. I feel like there was a lung and heart issue connected to your dad. It didn't pass this way. But there had to be something about some impact to the chest where he didn't breathe well. Do you understand
no.
that?
No.
Okay, I respect that. He's making me feel that. So I have to figure out why he's making me feel like there's labored breathing to the lungs.
Well, yeah, he did have that, but that doesn't make him pass away.
That's what I said to you. I said, this issue, did you hear me say, this issue did not make him pass.
Oh, no, I didn't hear you. You're blanking in and out every few minutes.
I respect
I'm sorry.
That. I know I'm having technical issues, so I do apologize. And that's on
I'm
my...
sorry also.
No, it's my fault. But I want to honor the fact he did preface this by saying I didn't pass this way, but I do have a heaviness in the chest that I want out of the lung.
100%.
Okay, so that's your dad coming through. So I want to honor that this is a very honorable man. He considers himself a husband, a family man of a family of four, works very hard. There has
yes,
to be what sounds like a JJJ connection. That's connected
I don't know. That I don't know.
Okay, I need you to remember I said that, because I feel like it's someone connected to him on the other side, and I feel like they're with him. So just remember I said that, and maybe you could validate and let me know by email so I know I'm not crazy, because I do feel he really keeps on talking about it over and over and over again. Now, does he have a Connecticut connection?
I don't know. I wouldn't even know.
Okay, he talks about being from the north, and he talks about the northeast. He kept showing you the word Connecticut. So I don't know if that's something you could check into with your family, but it feels very much connected. Now, with him comes two females that feel like they're on mom's side of the family. Mother is that?
Yes, she did.
Okay. So what's interesting is earlier he said he had to get a message to mom, but now mom is stepping forward saying, I'm here. So when spirit tells me that, I feel like even though he's a good family man, he wants to apologize or would have wanted to apologize to your mom as far as wanting to be more of a better communicator because he was working so hard. He put a lot of energy on mom to take care of the family as far as home is concerned. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So that's very evidential. So you need to know that mom and dad are together, but whatever little bumps they had as far as that communication is moved out. Okay? Now, you also
mm-hmm.
have a other side, is that correct?
I'm sorry, what?
You have an aunt on the other side?
Yes.
That's hanging out, that aunt is hanging around with your mom. They're coming through together.
Okay.
And there's this funny little, like, laugh, or they get very goofy together. So your mom's very serious around your dad, but when the aunt comes through, it's like she's a little kid, or they want to laugh and and get along. So in life, your aunt and your mom got along well, correct?
Yes, they did.
So they're like two peas in a pod to me. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's almost like you need to know, you need to know that we're together, we're okay. We're together, we're okay. And there's like a giggle about it. So she's like, oh, she now knows we're together. I don't know what it is about this laugh. Does your mother have a unique laugh?
I would say yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm hearing. So I want to honor that, and they're together. Now, your mom comes across energetically. I'm not talking chronological age here. Your mother comes across as the oldest as far as how she wants to take care of her sister. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She's very protective. So to me, when an energy does that on the other side, it's to let you know, I understand. Your mother's saying this. I understand how hard I worked and supported my sister. And there's peace for her in that. So she must have had some worry about her sister when she was here. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to know she feels peaceful about that now. So if in your heart you thought that your poor mom was always so worried about her sister or couldn't communicate or was concerned about her, she's got peace about that. Did you understand why your mom is saying this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so please know, your mother has a lot of peace about her sister, and there's a lot of gratitude there. I'm feeling it. And the reason why I can talk about the emotion is she's evidentially told us why. Your mother obviously had to look out and take care of your aunt, correct?
In some ways, yes.
Yes. So know that that's what she wants to validate. Now, do you know what your mother is setting your hair in banana curls?
She did pick the hair up all the time.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard that term since my grandmother. You know, where banana curls are, you kind of take a certain thing, and like a piece of cloth or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did that for you?
She picked it up in a pony. Yes, she would do it to the back of the pony.
There we go. Okay. So she's validating, like, I want to put your hair in a banana curl. You know, so that's a very unique reference. I hope you know that it gives you comfort to know that that's your mom. Your mom has a very unique energy to me in that she won't bark orders at me. She lets me understand her first and takes a patient breath and then says, well, this is how it really is. So your mother was not a very forceful woman, right?
Oh, yes, she was.
She was a forceful woman.
Yes,
oh.
She was.
Then you have to explain to me why she's being very patient with me right now.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of, I don't know.
Okay. I need to send
she
this
was
message. I need to send this message to you. Obviously, I sound wrong, but for some reason, she wants to say, tell my daughter, I'm taking a breath now, and I'm being patient with you. So to me, this might mean a journey to the other side, and she understands more on how she should be with you. Or there's something about you need to know that she's being patient with you now.
I'm sorry, you what? Was the last thing you said? I'm sorry?
She's being patient with you now.
Okay, that sounds okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you had some kind of experience with her where it's hurting you that she wasn't, she needs to deliver that message to you. I need to send that to you. How is November connected to your family? Birthday or celebration?
My father's birthday.
Okay, so that's how they validate dad's birthday connected to that. Is there a child coming with the family? Is there like someone who's pregnant right now?
Not right now, no.
Okay. She says, I saw the child being born.
No, not yet. I mean, not as of yet, no.
Well,
I hope
says,
so, but maybe it'll happen soon.
So just remember she said that.
Okay.
The other side can't control how much sex we have, but all I can say is that's what she's saying, so I want to honor it. Now, do you have her rubies?
Yes.
She said
one of my uncles.
She's saying there's something about passing them down to the next generation. Is that in your mind?
No.
Okay. Of course not. They're rubies. It's hard for us to part with those. But there's something about your mom wanting the other generations or the family to kind of, they're a heirloom, pass them down. So just remember I said that. It could be something that was in your mom's mind, but she shows me the ruby. So I think there's something very significant about passing them down to another generation. There's also what seems to be a favorite song or in your mind. You remember your mom dancing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, she says she's dancing better now. You need to know that. I can dance now.
So there okay, had to, good.
There had to be something with an event that was coming up before she passed, where she wanted to be a part of it, and she couldn't be as active in it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I can dance now, she says. So something very significant about that. I'm actually saying she gave you her chandelier?
No.
I'm seeing a very beautiful crystal of sorts with light through it. To me, that would be a chandelier, unless it's something metaphysical you have. She makes me feel like it's connected to her and it's passed down to you. Does that make sense?
No.
I need you to remember I said that. It feels connected. And now I'm seeing what looks to be rosary beads. Did your mother
pass
that?
Sorry, what?
Rosary beads?
No.
I'm seeing what looks to be like pearls or rosary beads that are passed down as well, too. Does that make sense?
The name Rose, but not rosary beads.
I respect that. I'm not getting the name Rose, so I have to be honest in how she's delivering it. I could be a lazy medium now and say, yes, it's Rose, but that's not
no,
what it
Rose is. No,
because
Rose is her sister.
I respect that. And that could be a validation for you. I don't want to take that away, but I'm seeing something else. So I don't want
okay.
to miss a message from your mom. Do you know how rosary beads are strung? You know, there's like a round ball.
Yes,
ball.
I know they are. I do.
Yeah. Why is she showing me some type of piece of jewelry connected to her that's passed on to you? That looks like that.
I don't know.
Okay. I need you to remember again I said that. So there's like two or three things that I feel like you need to look into. Email me them. That, if on some level it becomes a validation. But she holds them in her hand and passes them down. So there's something about how you might have passed things down or after mom passed, how you were concerned about making sure everyone got a little something with mom. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She's thanking you for that, and I want you to look out for those beads because there's something about passing them down to the next generation and the rubies. But in the short term that we're together, I want you to know that your dad, your mom, and your aunt came through. They come through together. There is an energy that feels like you need to know, even though you feel your family's a little, they claim you feel your family's a little disjointed, we're together on the other side. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
I hope this helps you in the time that we're together.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
have a great night. Thank you.
You have a great night, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. I think we might have time for one more quick call. Hopefully the producer will let me know who I am. But let's take our next caller right now and welcome them to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Let's take our next caller. Who am I speaking with? Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Trish.
Hey, Trish, how are you? This is Angelina Diana from the Forever Family Foundation. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. We have just a few minutes, but I want to give you an opportunity. If you have a question, or did you want me to connect?
I was hoping for both. It's a quick
okay.
question.
Sure, go right ahead.
My question is, can spirit have things happen to us, like accidents or experiences, for certain reasons that we don't know or understand at this present time, but they kind of work themselves out later on?
So if I understand the question, you're asking if spirits create accidents?
Yeah.
Well, how I feel it works is I don't feel the other side would purposely create something bad or an accident, but I do believe that when we go through such things in our physical life, that sometimes spirit wants us to draw a parallel when we see the things that went on in their life, and we need to learn how they might have reacted to them, negatively or positively. So if you're seeing a parallel, like you think it's connected to a spirit, I think what you might be feeling is, I need to ask that spirit, maybe how they dealt with it, if they had that in their lifetime, and how do I react to it to learn from them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I get that.
Yeah, because I don't think spirit is maniacal, you know? You know,
right. Not to be like, to be vindictive, maybe like a life lesson or something like that, you know?
I do believe that they pass on life lessons, but I do believe that's through their journey of how they reacted to the physical world, and then we're left with our free will to make a decision on how we're going to react to it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
I unfortunately only have like a minute to connect, so I have to go. But my hope in the time that we're together is the question helped you. I want to let you know that I do feel a male figure around you and that he's okay. I hope that helps you the short time that we're together. But unfortunately, I have to go right now. My name is Angelina Diana. You're listening to Mediums and Messaging. And I want to remind you that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.